latest on the protests today?
Today there was the largest protest since it has started, and it was in different areas, in all areas of the from the Kurdish areas in Kobani and in the Qamishli and Hasaka, etc., to Deriz and Bugamal, to the coast, Latakia and Tartus and Jabl and Banias, even the Banias, which is under siege, there was a protest. Also in different areas in Hama, thousands were in Hama. Inside Damascus, in Midan and Bab Slije, in Berze and Qabun, in suburbs of Damascus, thousands of thousands got street in Saqba and Zamalka, Harasta, Al Tal, Al Zabadani. Actually, it was the largest today.
Why do you think it was so big today?
Actually, last week there was less violence, I guess. And 1 minute, can you please?
Sure.
One second. Sorry.
Why was it so big today?
I think if we compare every Friday to the next Friday, it's always the same. Every Friday we see more cities and more areas joining the protest. We haven't seen them before join. They join again. Really special today that some areas which was during last 2 weeks under siege and fire, they go to protest also, like Banias and Hummus, Bab Sba and Bab Amru, etc., which means that it's I think people broke the wall of fear and they're insisting to continue no matter how it cost.
We've had reports of 11 dead. Do you agree with that?
Until now, we got 12 names of dead people. We think the number could. We got to 12 names.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Where from?
We think that majority of Homs, and one of Sanamen in Daraa, one in Daraya, and one in. And one in Ma'arret al-Nu'man in Idlib.
So there's been no change from the regime in how they're policing the demonstrations?
No, actually, this week is more violence than last week, because we still get news about that the number of killed people could be about 20. We get numbers now without names, about another 10 killed people. So it's more violence today.
Another 10 in addition to the 12 you have names for?
Yes.
And where are those 10 from?
From Berze, and from Sanamen, and from Ma'arret al-Nu'man in Idlib.
So despite what Assad said about the security forces making mistakes, they continue to crack down hard on demonstrations.
They don't make a mistake. They have a strategy to crack down the protest. They have no language but the violence to deal with the people. So it's their strategy to crack down the protest.
What did you make of Obama's speech yesterday?
Too late. Arabic people in the whole Arabic area waited too long to hear the international society in general to talk about democracy and the freedom, and to know that there is no security in the world without free societies in the Middle East. So in general, it was I think it was good.
Okay, Rasan, thank you very much again. Thanks.
Thank you, bye-bye.